Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3. My name's Friday.
Oh, Jane.
It's on fire.
You have outdone yourself.
Ticket, ticket.
Never not play that.
Ticket, ticket. It's Jane. It's Alice, actually. 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. We're all very excited about that. It's been a crazy week, like a great week. Super fun week of radio. Mm-hmm. I'm still like coasting on the Matt Nathanson high. He is such a great guest. And he's a very inspiring person. Billie Eilish in 3D. Speaking of inspiring people, people love Billie Eilish. I love Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft, The Tour. It's presented in ultra vivid Dolby 3D. And it's directed by Academy Award winners, two of them, James Cameron and Billie Eilish.
Mm.
It's in theaters a week from today, but our Bob is going to be on site in Emeryville at the AMC Bay Street 16 with Alice winners for the premiere of the movie on Monday. In fact, I just saw her in the hallway and she was doing a little promo for it. Like, go get yourself in the running for these tickets.
Bob was.
Bob, yeah.
Yeah, I'm working. I'm posting right now a link to our Instagram. I think the contest ends at 3 p.m. today.
Oh, get over there.
Go now because I want to see you there. I'm really excited.
RadioAlice.com. That's you can get yourself a pair of tickets. It's the only way to get into this screening. And you're hosting the whole thing. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish, hit me hard and soft. You can call or text us anytime, 800-400-FM97. We do have a sort of a general business email, which is sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. But for this segment, we want you to use our special, oh my God, please help me email.
Oh, is it bad advice?
It is time for bad advice.
Oh my God.
That's right. This one's for you, Concord. Got a little bit of Dave Brubeck coming your way.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, this will be. Do you recognize this?
Yeah. I actually listen to a lot of this.
Do you?
Yeah, jazz? Yeah, a lot.
I don't love jazz. You know what? Bob goes, jazz needs someone like Timothée Chalamet to pop a squat on
yell
it.
Yell at it.
Right, and then it'll have a resurgence. I'm thinking to myself, La La Land tried.
I was thinking that too, actually. If Ryan Gosling can't do it, I don't know if anyone can. No offense.
I like jazz.
Jazz lovers. Yeah, I don't love jazz. She goes, it's like jamming. I'm like, it's like jamming, but with like bad instruments. Like, I don't want to listen to that. I don't want some guy who knows how to play the clarinet coming over my house and like wowing me with it.
No, you can keep your clarinet, yeah. But you know, trumpet.
You can keep your clarinet.
Saxophone.
I know. Well, I do love, that's the thing. I do love a horn section.
Mm-hmm.
Like but I like it in a more rockin' song. Like if I'm listening to Earth, Wind and Fire or even No Doubt. Oh, Don't Speak. What's the name of that band? No Doubt. Yeah. Like, what the hell's the name of that band? I'm an old lady now.
Don't
Whatever.
Speak.
Okay, I won't. All right. We are going to start with a follow-up. So this is, you'll see in a minute.
Bad advice, everyone.
No names, please. Well, I'll be damned. Y'all read my bad advice email. What a surreal experience. For other listeners out there, I just got to say, would highly recommend 10 out of 10, 5 stars.
Mm.
It was exactly how I dreamed it would be. Vinny, with his absolute astonishment that someone could find themselves in such a kissless conundrum.
I remember this one. Can you?
This is the guy who's in a relationship, sort of, with a girl who won't kiss him.
Yeah.
This was a tough one.
Doing it, but no kissing.
He feels like we gave him very direct advice.
Oh.
Here's what he says. So this is your quote, apparently. How can you say deeply connected, but kissing is too much?
I was trying to say, how can you, you know, be connected in the middle?
Mm-hmm. They're connected.
But
not kissing.
But not connect up top.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I feel like they go hand in hand.
Sarah, quickly diagnosing me with halitosis. Maddie, with the heart-centered, if you're looking for love, run away from this girl right now. And Bob's Gen Z's, we're not in the business of trying to convince someone to be in a relationship when they don't want to be. But if you're having fun, then go for it. All of it was pure gold, he says.
And frankly, it is one of the things. I've talked to friends who've been in situations where they've said, I'm not super into this person, And I'm like, well, are you making promises you have no intention of keeping? No. And they want to hang out with you and you're doing it and having fun. Yeah. Well, then nobody's getting hurt. Why are you turning? But if you want to be in love and married, then you do have to punt. But if you just want to have fun,
yeah,
and not be the I don't have sex guy, you should stay and have a bunch of sex.
He says all of it was pure gold and frankly, really great bad advice. You guys were right. Once y'all got past the shock and awe, y'all pointed out, this is y'all and us. Y'all pointed out that I've actually got a really good thing going right now. I love hanging out with this girl. We have great sex and the complication factor is low. I honestly really don't need to be in a relationship right now. My marriage was too long for me to jump right back into something serious. And you know what? While farcical, as Bob put it, this woman's no kissing boundary actually kind of works. I'm a romantic guy. I can quickly fall for someone I'm intimate with. So it actually reminds me regularly that we are definitely not in a relationship. That we can have fun with each other, but we're not obligated to each other.
I don't know how I would not. I thought about this after. I don't know how I would not turn that into a joke almost.
Try to be the kissing bandit all the time?
I would try to be kissing her and constantly being like, she just turned her face again. Mm.
Turn your face back here. Anyway, hearing you guys talk about my weird problem made me realize I'm pretty lucky. I just need to enjoy what I got going on. Thanks for batting my problem around. It was fun to hear you try to fix my life.
I think you have to, in order to be able to do this without constantly trying to kiss, I think you have to roll her over.
We don't need to go there.
Good advice.
You know what I mean? I don't mean that. You do the normal stuff. I'm just saying then at least your face, you're not looking at someone's lips and almost, that's like a, I mean, she'll let you kiss the back of her head, right?
I mean. No?
I think it's great advice.
It's a hard position to be in to slap. It's like, stop it. You'd be like whacking it. Off your head,
I think she'll let you kiss the back of her head. I think you should just do it that way.
You could be anyone. Who cares? Bad advice needed. This is our first
one.
Our first new one.
We're off to a roaring start.
I feel like the Dave Brubeck either threw us or we need more of it.
I think we need more of it.
Hey, everyone. It's time for a bad advice. Christmas markets or family meltdown? This one is, I feel like this is a common problem. And I've seen this happen a few times where somebody's got some trip planned and they imagine that it's going to be one thing. These people are going to come with us and it's going to be this. And then other people like in the family or in a friend group find out that this thing is happening. And they are like, that sounds great. We'll go. You haven't been invited. Oh, we'll go too. We'll go too. And they rent a house nearby or they're like expecting to like, I don't mind at all. We'll just sleep on the floor in the living room. We'll use the couch and the floor. Oh yeah. We'll bring our whole family. Like those things do happen. Things get bigger and bigger and bigger.
It feels like that happens mostly when you're, I don't know, 19. I'm shocked that an entire family would sort of glom on to someone else's trip. But tell us the story first, because I'm having trouble with it.
So he says, I need some slurps all around, mentions all our names. I need some bad advice before I accidentally ruin either my marriage or Christmas, and ideally not both. My wife is a travel addict. She studied abroad in Florence. She's been chasing that high for the last 13 years of our marriage. We've done Greece, Turkey, Spain, Italy, Belize, Mexico, Portugal, the UK, you name it. If there's wine and old buildings, we're there. Mm. We've got 12-year-old twins, and at this point, they think international travel is just normal childhood. They drag those kids around with them.
Wow.
Now enter my 29-year-old little sister. So this is his sister.
His kid's aunt.
Yes.
Okay.
2 years ago, we all did a big family trip to Belize with my parents and her. It went terribly. She spent most of the trip drunk, vaping constantly. I'm that person too. and complaining that everyone was too, everything was too focused on the kids. They were 10 years old on a family trip. Like, of course, everything was focused on the kids, is what he says. Also, despite being, and it was their trip. Like, their family's going on a trip. Like, they're, like, of course everything was focused on the kids. Like, you have to care for kids.
Sorry, recap me real quick. So it's their, it's this, the writer's family trip. And
with his wife and two kids.
With his wife and two kids and his parents.
Oh, okay.
And his sister.
All right.
So everybody hears about the trip and decides they're going to go.
I see.
Let's get bigger and bigger. And apparently they travel with the, you'll see, there's more in here. So she, the sister is drunk the whole trip, vaping constantly and complaining that everything was too focused on the kids who were at the time 10 years old on a family trip. Shocking. We had to pay attention to our kids while we were in a foreign country and do things that would keep them occupied. Also, despite being raised in a very nice, well-funded household, she talks like she's auditioning for a rap video and argues like punctuation personally offends her. I'm not exactly sure what that all means. Punctuation personally offends her. Anyway, she, that, so it just sounds like she's annoying and affected. At dinner one night, after a few too many drinks, she starts criticizing our parenting. My wife, who does not mess around, just calmly looks at her and says, "Is that how you were raised?" Which translated to, "And how's that working out for you?"
Ooh.
That was it. No yelling, no speech, just a quiet, devastating missile. My sister immediately got up and left the dinner. So not exactly a bonding moment. After that trip, we all quietly agreed, no more vacations with my sister. Fast forward.
Even the parents were in agreement?
The parents agreed. Well, I mean, that person ruined their family vacation to Belize.
While you're still here, let me just insert. Okay. She's the little sister.
Mm.
Remember that. She's going, why isn't everybody paying attention to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these I don't know kids, how many siblings he has, but she's definitely
she's
younger. He's got 10-year-old twins.
With your children.
Yeah.
So you should be able to put that in its
place.
Well,
she's winning for who's the biggest baby.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Exactly.
So fast forward. So now I think he's got 12-year-old twins. Fast forward. My parents have since come with us to Spain and Hawaii, sister-free, and it's been amazing. No drama, no chaos, just actual relaxing vacations. Now we're planning a Christmas markets trip through France, Germany, Austria, and Hungary.
Oh, how rad.
Amazing.
That is so cool.
Who are these people?
They're travel addicts.
And rich.
So, clearly. Although, you know, people save up for trips. Like, some
There's
people,
no
they
doubt.
Live to travel.
They're
live
rich.
To travel. And these Christmas markets, like, that is a no-joke trip to go to all those different countries and see all the different Christmas markets. Like it's apparently magical. I have friends who did that last year and they were like, they went to like places like Estonia and Poland and like all the like places a bunch of places you'd never go to all at once.
I've been to the ones in Copenhagen. It's delightful.
Yeah. They're supposed to be like super cheery and Christmassy and they sound great. So they have this big trip planned. We're planning a Christmas markets trip through France, Germany, Austria, and Hungary. Sounds so great.
Just real quick, does anyone know they celebrate Christmas in December like we do?
They do, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Those Christmas markets are fully, they're like a huge tourist draw, too. Like a lot of people go and it's magical because these places are all like little fairy tales. You know,
it sounds great. I just didn't know if it's the same time of year.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Boxing Day, they call it in Australia. Is
in England, day after Christmas, yeah.
It's like a different day.
Right.
Yeah.
But they still, yes, but Christmas is the same date, I believe. Hell do I know. So they're planning this Christmas markets trip. And it's going to be great. And I guess his parents are going to come and his sister finds out. Now my stepmom feels guilty about leaving. Now, this is the first I'm hearing about stepmom. It's possible this is his half sister or a stepsister, but he doesn't say that. Now my stepmom feels guilty about leaving her alone for Christmas and wants to give it one more try. My wife's position, absolutely not. I worked too hard all year to risk another vacation getting hijacked. I'm stuck in the middle. My idea was a limited exposure plan. Start with my parents, let my sister join for a few days. Yep. Then my wife, kids, and I quietly disappear to another country before things escalate. My wife's response, I'm not scheduling chaos into my vacation. So what do I do? Do I, A, back my wife and accept that peace on earth starts with not inviting my sister? B, roll the dice on my sister and pack emotional body armor and maybe a breathalyzer? C, attempt my three-part controlled exposure plan and hope it doesn't turn into an international incident. Controlled exposure. I like that. I feel like that might be the only answer here, but my wife is putting her foot down. D, book my sister and stepmom their own separate trip and call it quality time. E, fake my own disappearance and spend Christmas in an airport lounge.
This guy's funny.
I know. Feels AI-ish. Maybe he is just that funny, though. That's the thing. You can't tell anymore. Help me. You're my only hope. A guy who just wants a peaceful mug of mulled wine. What does he do? And did he answer his own question with one of those options?
Who's going first?
You, Vinny.
Pardon me. This one's really simple. And I would handle it myself. I also probably would do unfixable damage.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I would say... I'm going with my wife on this one, and I'm saying that, sorry, sister, you had your shot with us as a family vacationer.
And you blew it.
And you torpedoed it. I don't
Mom,
have,
stepmom can stay home.
I don't have enough money or enough vacation time to risk any of it on you. The end. You don't even have to tell your sister that your wife has already put her foot down.
Yeah.
I mean, you can throw your wife under the bus if it makes it easier for your family to
swallow
that.
Sounds like your wife
that.
Doesn't care.
It doesn't. Right. Well,
like,
I don't care either. How many vacations do you get a year? Not enough.
Right.
Whatever the number is, you'd probably want more. And then on top, like, that's one of those things where you go, I got a 4-day weekend and I'm going to do it where? No.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get enough of this. I'm going surfing.
Well, and think about what you might be imagining this trip would be like. You're taking your 12-year-old mm-hmm. twins through Europe, touring Christmas markets.
We're
like,
going,
that just sounds freaking amazing.
We're going for holiday magic.
Holiday magic.
And you're not invited.
Yeah.
The end.
I feel like that's the hardest, but the right decision. And just deal with the fallout. I think you know, happy wife, happy life. You are going to bum your wife out and she's going to be so mad and it's going to be a disaster. You know your sister.
I hate that saying, but I agree in this. But I hate it.
But it's true.
But it is one of those things where you can use her as the reason, but his wife has every right to say, we're going for Christmas magic and we're not.
The Christmas doom.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
Well, what if the sister knows what happened on the last trip and is like, hey, I'll clean my act up for this one. Do you give her a shot, though? I mean, at some point, like, you can't punish somebody forever for a bad trip.
Sure you can.
I'm thinking about the siblings I know who would torpedo a trip, and it's more of a personality thing. It's not like they're trying to. They just can't help themselves.
Right.
Yes. As you read that story, I went, that's little sister competing for everyone's attention. Like, that's what little sisters do.
Yeah.
The youngest in the family is everyone babies the youngest in the family.
Yeah.
That's how they end up like that. It's unfortunate. And yet I have a youngest kid that I absolutely give everything she wants to.
Oh, she's going to be a nightmare on somebody else's family
trips. Amazing.
It's
so great.
Well, he gave one option that at least acknowledges the sister like going somewhere, like give her a trip. Like if she wants a trip so bad. Send her and her mom on the trip, like you said. Sounds like they got unlimited funds here. These people are doing fine.
Nobody's got unlimited funds.
No, they sound unlimited. I like that. But I would say to the stepmom, listen, I get that you're in a difficult position, but that person is not invited. You know what? It is, to me, it is the hardest thing, but it's also the absolute right answer. This is our family trip. You're invited on our family trip because we've traveled with you and we have a great time with you. But she is not. You remember, do I have to remind you about Belize? Like, that's it.
Yeah, I would have recommended the compromise that the writer, the listener suggested up top. I would have been like, yeah, just do it for a few days. Be like, well, we'll do this city with you and then go and do your own thing. But I also respect that the wife wants to put her foot down. So maybe you could punt it into the future and be like, hey, we've already got this one planned. We've got a vision in mind. It's some, you know, chalk it up to like, right, it's been a dream to take our kids here, blah, 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 whatever. And then be like, on the next trip, we'll plan something. And then you can start to get it in your minds, like, okay, the next trip is going to be a compromise and
would
not
you fall
as
for
fun.
That?
I think I could make somebody fall for that.
She is tricky.
I feel like that's how you end up with a bunny on the stove, you know, like cooking.
What's
in
that?
The, well, it's from a movie.
Yeah.
But it's one
I'm
of
not
those,
going to be ignored.
It feels like you're shining me on.
Yeah.
You're shining me on. I'm
I actually
gonna...
feel like you shouldn't lie or dangle a future trip. I think you're right. I think you need to say, I'm sorry, but you're not invited on this trip.
But I also, like I said, I know siblings like this in various families, and that... like I have empathy for that person who doesn't get to be included on a family vacation. It's their parents. It's their brother. They sound single. They don't have anyone. That sucks. Like,
it does suck.
Well, the mom should stay home because their family is going to the Christmas market.
Well, the texters are.
What are the texters
let's say. four one five family trips to Europe for Christmas to Maddie. Europe is too high stakes for the sister. She's out.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of moving pieces. That's a lot of travel on the train or however they're getting from place to place. That's already a tricky trip.
I have too much money. Here's the thing. Christina and I do well. We're fine. We cannot throw money away on just a wasted trip. We
one that's going to be
that.
Ruined by
well,
someone
we
else.
We can't risk it. I wouldn't risk it. I would say that's not happening.
415, give the little sister another chance on a low-stakes gathering, not a
there
vacation.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
with the
I
wife
agree.
100%.
Come by for a barbecue.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do.
Right.
Or
right.
like a local thing, you know, in the country.
That is actually something that maybe you could say to stepmother, like tell her that she absolutely cannot come until she proves that she can go on a vacation with us. We'll do a weekend away, all of us, coming up here pretty soon. But she's absolutely not coming with any potential that she could be ruining our family Christmas trip. Now.
510, why can't I come? Belize. No other words needed.
Yes, Belize. You ruined that trip
you
for
were
us.
What did she do? Competing with our kids.
But what was she really doing? She was like vaping and she was
and
complaining.
Drunk
the whole time and then was.
It's her vacation too, though.
Go get drunk somewhere else. Like she sounded like she was a total pill.
But maybe you could. Yeah, but it's not like she's. Just being herself. Maybe you could just plan, compromise, plan separate activities. You don't have to spend every waking moment with her.
I get that you're trying to look on the bright side. I do. It's a nice thing that you're doing there. It's a no. It's just a no. This person that's written in, I'm with your wife in that I would not spend a bunch of time or energy on this. There's no pre-vacation vacations to see how this person's going to hold up. She was competing with your children on a Christmas trip.
Here's what they say. 2 years ago, big family trip to Belize with his parents and his sister, and of course his wife and his two children. It went terribly. She spent most of the trip drunk, vaping constantly, and complained that everything was too focused on the kids.
What do you
and
think a Christmas trip's going to be like?
Started a fight at the dinner table.
Yeah. As somebody who's been banned from friends' activities, not invited to weddings, vacations, when they told me, I 100% understood.
Right.
Like, you're right. I'm
the problem.
I made a mess last time. I got to sit in my mess. 925, have they ever spoken with a sister about her behavior? Yeah. I'm sure they have.
Well, yeah.
There are people who, though, she sounds super immature. Uh-huh. And that, you know, she would probably get defensive and just find a way to be the victim. There are people who just know how to be the victim.
Yeah, she's emotionally stunted.
Yeah.
408.
29.
His sister is an adult. Nobody needs to take care of her. She can go, but she needs to book her own flight and pay for her own portion of her trip.
Yeah, it sounds like this family pays for her stuff. She sounds like a spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, we're completely out of time. Next time we'll do
two. We don't have another
one. I have one, but we can't do it. So we'll. Don't despair if you sent me one this week. Maybe it was yours that I can't get to right now. But we did the follow up. Don't cry, Vinny. It's okay. My advice to you is look on the bright side. There's always next week. What's coming up in the news?
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice
97.3. Ooh, Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love that song, Bruno. That's a nice, that's a Friday song right there. Watch the show live, relive the weird moments, or just confirm that we're not AI. I mean, find out for yourself.
We're not AI.
Well, fine. You have to prove it
to yourself.
Is that
rumor going around?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't like it.
All the proof. The proof's in the pudding at Radio Alice 973 on YouTube.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Harry Styles in the UK. Listen for the code words today at 9:05, 12:05, and 3:05 p.m. Then head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win $1,000. Plus qualify for the grand prize, including round-trip airfare, a three-night hotel stay, concert tickets to Harry Styles on June 12th in the UK.
Sweet.
How fun would that be?
So fun.
And $5,000 cash.
Plus you're going to throw $5,000 at me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll you can get, you know, one of their flags and maybe a scone. Do they eat scones?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and some tea.
And clotted cream.
Yeah. This is a national contest courtesy of Columbia Records. Harry Styles in the UK at 9:05 this morning.
Yeah, right around the corner
so
even.
So stick around.
He's flying by too. What a week.
Don't even try to leave. Yeah. We don't want you to. Would you travel to Mars?
Yeah. I would.
Bob, would you travel to Mars?
No. It doesn't sound fun. I'm not in it unless it's fun.
Well, I got to see what the travel accommodations are. I read this thing where they were talking about putting a couple in a capsule and sending them to Mars, but that they would have to take all their bodily elimination and bag it and use it to protect themselves from radiation. I went, that doesn't sound fun. I would wait until there
like
was
you
just...
you thumbtack it to the wall?
Like, basically, you'd have to attach it, and it would be, like, part of the, you know, blocking the radiation.
Why don't they just use astrophage?
Obviously, if we had some astrophage, we'd be all set.
It's hard to imagine Earthlings making it to Mars and back in one piece, but some people would sign up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
A few days ago, the European Space Agency launched a new experiment in Germany to study how humans cope in social isolation and emulate parts of the potential future mission to Mars. Isolation is really bad for humans. We tend to find ourselves saying, I'm better off. People drag me down. Negativity. But you can't be alone all the time without going cuckoo.
I think that almost harder than isolation is being in a small group of people completely trapped there for the over a year it would take to get to Mars. Like, can you imagine you have a little spat with somebody on day two? You know, okay, we've broken Earth's orbit and we're headed to Mars. Like, I'm sorry, who ate my Cheez-Its? And now you got 570 days.
I have to believe
stuck together.
As a group, you'd go through some counseling together to hopefully
you would
find
hope
a
so.
Way to yeah. manage your emotions yeah. and your...
You have to be a special person to be trapped like that.
Ozzy mentioned the show Alone, where people go out until the last person standing, you know, is finally there. People go nuts on that show.
Like, oh, yeah?
You see their mental health slowly decline over
so
the course of days.
So they're alone, but they have to film themselves?
They
or...
film themselves
so
the whole time.
So there is no crew with them?
No, they have to drop off the stuff. Somebody comes and gets it, drops off some other stuff for them. Oh. They get a medical check every, you know, couple weeks or something, but they are completely by themselves.
Oh, man.
There are six participants in this test.
Okay. How are they doing it?
They have voluntarily entered a sealed simulated space station.
Oh, so they are doing six people isolated from the world.
They will not be out until August.
Okay.
So these are early days, yes. Conditions inside are highly controlled and structured with a daily schedule of experiments. So you're not just lounging around, getting on each other's nerves.
You have stuff to do.
If you think you'd be interested, here are some of the rules you'd have to follow to be part of the team. You have to submit to regular blood tests. You can't communicate or make eye contact with medics or any other officials. You'll get instructions and routines through short audio briefings. You must exercise for an hour every day. Space wreaks havoc on the human body.
Yeah.
Like,
from your eyesight
everything.
To every joint in your body. So, I mean, if you're weightless for, how long is it until August? That's just like 6 months from now or something.
You know, what was that? The movie, The Martian?
Yeah.
He should have left handsome like Matt Damon and gotten there as a goblin. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just absolutely looked like a foot.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what, you know, space and all this stuff does to you.
Wasn't there craft rotating? Like they had some falsified gravity, but then they were working out all the time. I mean, I think that Andy Weir, the author of that book, mm-hmm. did put some stuff about that in. Because remember, the crew didn't get to go home. They had to go back and loop around and get them.
Yeah. I don't know.
And
I
they just, all did look really healthy.
Yeah,
you're right.
Mean, yeah, you know, Matt Damon, handsome. Come on.
I know.
But God, in movies, there's Ryan Gosling, you know, handsome as heck.
Yeah, that's
pulling
true.
It off in outer space.
I'm a space geek. What?
You can only shower for 5 minutes twice a week if you want to be on this trip, phony trip to Mars.
So you're saying that
I couldn't do that.
They
I don't
are
do that.
These blood tests that they're going to have to take are. Will they just stick their arm out? You're saying they can't make any eye contact with the medics. Like they have to act like they're in complete isolation.
Yes.
Just the six of them together. And that's
but they're
it.
Being monitored in a way that is very important to the test. So you have limited clothing. So you can only shower for 5 minutes twice a week.
All right.
You have limited clothing and laundry facilities. They are trying to see.
Trying to replicate what. Kind of horror it would be.
You have to give up coffee. You have to give up alcohol. You have to give up sex. You give up daily showers. There's literally no alcohol or energy drinks. Tea and coffee are in very short supply.
Yeah. Well, that I guess they would get a certain amount of water, and there's probably like urine recyclers and stuff. Do they have to end up having to drink that water?
I don't know. You can only eat rationed, prepackaged space-style foods. There are no fresh fruits or vegetables. There's no fast food, obviously.
Oh, God, the first thing you do is go to In-N-Out when you get out of there, right?
You're.
Oh, they don't have those in the UK. You said that was somewhere in Europe. I don't know.
I went to Mexico after high school on my senior trip.
Yeah.
And we didn't. I brought peanut butter and jelly and a loaf of bread. I smuggled it in. And I had that to eat.
You didn't have to buy anything.
I watched everyone around me go down with food poisoning. Everyone. We're going to the shrimp basket. I'm like, are you guys nuts? You're crazy.
Well, you won't share your PB&J with us, so.
Come back and barfing. I'm just like, you guys, what are you, crazy? Anyway, when we actually got back to LAX, where my mom and my grandpa picked us up. Me and Jason Sisko devoured In-N-Out. It was the
take us to In-N-Out.
Take us
please.
Straight there. We haven't eaten in a week. I mean, we drank a lot of beer, which we were calling liquid bread. So we were feeling very much like, well, this is good.
Yeah, this is fine. This has wheat
this
in it.
This is sufficient.
Yeah.
you get one small shoebox of personal items on this test. Trip to Mars. You're allowed only just 1 2-hour video call with family once a week. You only get privacy in your tiny sleeping pod and in the bathroom, and you can only sleep at regulated times between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., which doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah. Weird. This would be quite an experiment to put yourself through. I wonder if this would be part of any kind of, like, if these people... When they come out the other side of this, they're not necessarily going to Mars, these particular people. They're just a study project.
It's just a test. Mm. Forming relationships with other travelers is frowned upon because it could impact team dynamics and performance. There is a strict no nook rule.
Mm.
None.
Mm.
You cannot.
Mm-mm.
A trip to the moon takes around 4 days, but traveling to Mars takes about 6 months. That means astronauts will be trapped together and in confined quarters with limited resources as they journey far away from home. So a test is on as we speak. The European Space Agency has launched a new experiment in Germany to study how humans cope in this type of isolation as they prepare.
Well, we got to figure it
out. Fingers crossed.
We're going to Mars, baby.
For potential
future. Please, in my
future.
Lifetime, please. I don't know how many years I have left. Come on, man. I want to go to Mars. I mean, I want to at least see us go to Mars. I'm sure they would never pick me for this, even though I would be like, I volunteer.
Would you get out of your casket already? Your hair looks great, but you're not dead.
Yes, but I'm past middle age. How many 120-year-old women do you know? Just saying. Tick, all tick. Right. Let's get some of these flying cars going and get us to Mars.
Tick, tick. I'm flying cars. What's all that got to do with Mars?
Everything. I want to see all the, like, this is such an incredible time to be alive. I'm super bummed. I gotta go soon. Let's go.
That's not how that's used.
Oh, let's go to the graveyard.
Yeah, that's, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, let's go to hell where all my friends are.
If you're a parent,
yeah,
are your parents constantly butting in on everything, trying to dominate everything with their grandchildren? And if not, are you wishing they would?
Oh, no, mine did. My mom was outrageous.
But you loved it.
No.
Oh.
I love her, mm-hmm. and my kids love her, but I was like, I just said you can't do that. I just told them no. You were there, mom. You know.
Well, I overruled since yes, exactly. I'm your mom.
I'm only here for a few days. Okay. Undo all my hard work that I didn't do.
A grandmother on TikTok is going viral for her hot take that it is a grandparent's responsibility to step in and help their kids with parenting duties and to facilitate relationships with their own grandchildren, not the parents. It's not the parents' job. I absolutely,
oh boy,
I just want to say this. It is so important. I've been someone who's never paid attention. Like, once I moved out, I was pursuing my life and trying to make things happen and was broke and
yep.
drunk and all the things. And after having kids, that is when it finally occurred to me, like, I've got to do better by my mom and by my family to make sure my kids know their grandmom.
Yeah.
And I've made that a point. You also need their help so bad. If you can get their help, if you can work that out, it's the one thing, like Christina and I have talked about, like the one thing was we needed more help. We still need help.
Yeah.
Like you can't have two working parents and not have help.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important. So if you're out there and you're like, I'm considering children, mend whatever fences you got to mend because you need the grandparents in the picture.
Yeah. Well, you're very lucky if you have them in the picture and they're not, you know, like as much as I bitched about my mom, like she was there and she did come and help me a lot of times. And we live really far from her. Like you have Christina's mom local
nearby.
And your mom isn't so far away.
But we tried to move my mom here.
Yeah.
And we knew what that comes with. Like, the trade-off would be you're helping us now, but when as you age,
we are gonna got help you.
And that was the unspoken reality. But she ended up moving down by my little brother, and that's fine. Like, you know, there have been times when we've been, can you please? But in reality, she's not nearby. We
right.
can't get the help we need as often as we need it. If you can do that, you're lucky and you'll be grateful, like beyond grateful.
Yeah.
And this grandma on TikTok, her hot take is, it's grandparents' responsibility to help the kids, your kids, with their kids, and to build a relationship with your grandchildren.
Mm.
And I do agree with that.
I agree to a point. I think that there's no promises made to anybody. I feel like if you are a grandparent who has your own life and your kids are adults and you've sent them out into the world and you've got your own stuff going on, I'm not saying you shouldn't see your grandkids, but I don't think it's your responsibility to help. I don't think you should be, it should be some kind of obligation that you have.
Understood.
Yeah.
That's a fair statement.
So I feel like she's a little bit, and also I'm old, like my back hurts and I'm a cranky old woman and I don't want to. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I feel like that's an individual decision and I'm glad that she feels that she has the responsibility, but don't put that on everybody. Everybody's got their own thing going on.
I like what Vinny said about you had the unspoken offer of if you help us with the kids, we'll help you when you get older. Do you think there's a responsibility for kids to help their aging parents?
You know, there's definitely a guilt response. You're going to feel guilty if you don't. You know, but I'm going to go ahead with the guilt and let my brother and sister who live by my mom and dad take care of them. I'll visit.
But that is with them living there.
Mm-hmm.
Their the expectation responsibility is, yeah. If there's a call, who gets to go rushing out?
Right.
Tina.
Yeah.
Gets to go rushing out.
I love the whole multi-generational thing in theory. Like, I know some people who their parents are super close by or living actually at their house, and then they've got little kids, and it's nice. They get a little bit of help with the daycare kind of situation, and everybody's together. It helps with paying the bills because all these people are living together. But for me, in practice, in reality, I would hate that. I would hate it. I need my space. I'm very selfish. Like, I want things the way I want them. You know, I don't even want my kid at my house now. I'm like, you moved out. Like, go away. Cramping my style, kid.
800-400-3697 is our text number. And Maddie's on the show.
415, my wife and I sailed a 40-foot sailboat across the Pacific with another couple that we'd only recently met. It was a 22-day crossing, and there's nowhere to stop in between Mexico and Tahiti. It was probably about as close as you can come to what you're describing, being trapped in a spaceship with nowhere to go. And yes, the personal conflicts, especially between my wife and the captain, were very real and very challenging. That's Nathan in Corte Madera.
Oh.
Ooh.
So yeah, there's nowhere to go. I suppose you could call for a helicopter on your sat phone, I guess.
That's a bold commitment, though. It really barely is. Barely knowing people.
415, we all participated in an isolation experiment. It was called COVID-19.
Well, yeah. It didn't go well for all of us.
Yeah, we all didn't do great.
Yeah.
Some of us didn't come out of it, though. We're like, I'm staying home. I want to be alone. I like this.
707, just yesterday I was at my parents' and my mom put my 3-year-old in timeout. I was actually relieved because he was acting wild. So.
I think if they're keeping with the way you would also treat the kid, it's, you know, that might work for you.
That's definitely something good to think about, though. My mom is always telling me, like, make sure you talk to your partner. My whole life, she's like, make sure you talk to your partner about what you expect your parenting styles to be, right, so you don't have any surprises.
What would the disciplinary actions be? What would you consider to be a good or a bad punishment?
Yeah, and if you're asking someone to be part of your kids' lives all the time, the grandparents, you should definitely think about that.
Is this what you and Susan talk about when you're like laying in bed at night? Like, oh.
Yeah.
How will we parent our kids? Will we swear in front of our kids?
I actually was just thinking about that. I think I'm definitely going to swear in front of my kids.
Hard not to. And there's nothing funnier than a 3-year-old saying the F word.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh my God. But we tried really hard not to.
Swears are so overrated. What's the big deal? They're just words.
I don't know. It's funny when a 3-year-old does it, but it's not funny when he does it like when you're out somewhere.
Yeah, and I did it in church once, and my mom was mortified. I'm like, I learned it from watching you, Mom. 707, OMG, Vinny, get out your casket is already the best line of the day. Talking to Sarah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's so comfortable, though. I'm just getting it all warmed up, all broken in.
Another 707, take this is a callback to the last segment, take the sister to Mars and maybe she'll get lost. Listener from day one, Diana, old school car, Vacaville.
Tell her meet us, you have to get in this capsule, it's a tram, it'll take you to where we're going.
At 650, good morning, favorite radio team. Today is School Lunch Hero Day. I'd like to give a shout out to the Millbrae Elementary School District food service teams.
Oh.
They all work incredibly hard to fuel our students each and every day. Love the lunch ladies.
I still remember my lunch ladies. They were a big part of my life.
We didn't really have lunch ladies at my kids' school. They were like, they brought in food. Somebody, we had to like go online and pick meals, and they brought in food for everybody. Weird.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I loved the tray and
the tray.
Square pizza and the bad hamburger, the little milk.
Some days there'll be chocolate milk.
Yeah.
What's coming up with the trash there?
Yeah. It's time to play a game.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome. Every morning
on Alice 97.3.